WTAW News Time. It's 8:05 and 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Those wanting to take over the Bryan City Council seat in a single-member District 4 were asked at Wednesday night's Candidates Forum about proposed changes to the city charter.
Colin Cardonia opposes banning relatives of council members from holding paid or volunteer positions with the city.
My child will not be able to work or do any volunteer work at the Bryan Animal Shelter.
Mike Sutherland says the proposal expands on what's on the books in College Station.
The volunteer part is covered under services of the wording in that charter amendment. And it's not a problem in any other town. I don't know why it'd be a problem here.
You can listen to the forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in as many months, Governor Perry visited the BioCorridor before touring Texas A&M's Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. He announced the federal government has asked Texas A&M officials to submit a proposal to manufacture one of the most promising new drugs to treat victims of Ebola. If selected, the center is prepared to take action immediately to produce ZMapp for clinical trials or experimental therapy. A Bryan man was shot and killed during a disturbance early Wednesday morning at a Northside Bryan home. The victim was identified as 22-year-old DeTorian Peterson. Police are still looking for three black men who left a home in the 2900 block of Louisiana that Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim shared with two others.
They have been interviewed by the police department, yes.
McKeithen says the cause of the disturbance has not been determined. College Station police investigated two acts of violence Tuesday night. In and outside the Polo Club apartments on Dominic, six people were arrested on a variety of charges. One was arrested for breaking into the apartment and trying to remove one of the residents by pulling her hair. Four others were arrested for fighting, and the sixth was in possession of a handgun with a felony record. An hour before that, CSPD went to College Station Medical Center, where a man was being treated for three stab wounds that were not life-threatening. The victim says he was stabbed during a fight near Terrell Park off Welburn Road. Two suspects are still at large. Tuesday's meeting of the College Station School Board was the first time there was a discussion that could lead to the district's next bond issue.
Internally, we had been targeting probably somewhere around November of 2016 as a possible time to look to go to the voters again.
Superintendent Clark Ely says continued enrollment growth is calling at some point to build the district's 10th elementary school, a third intermediate school, and a third middle school. CSISD has added more than 1,300 students in the last 2 years. The growth rate is almost double what it was in the previous 10 years. The board also received an update on the bond package approved by voters last November. You can read the list on our website, WTAW.com. And tonight's Fall Festival at Oakwood Intermediate School in College Station includes a duct tape fundraiser. PTO member Miranda Crescioni says Principal Jeff Mann agreed to be taped to the wall, which was the PTO's second option.
He actually has a mustache, and we were hoping he'd let us shave it off because we thought that would raise a lot more money, but he kindly declined. He said his wife would not let him do that.
Starting tonight at 6:30, Mann will be taped to the wall at $1 a strip. Proceeds benefit Oakwood's Technology Fund. A YouTube video promoting the event is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:08. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news coming up today at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Think about this. Would you want Barack Obama as governor of Texas? He may as well be on the ballot because Wendy Davis is just like Barack Obama. Davis supports the EPA's regulations that threaten Texas jobs, just like Barack Obama. Davis supports billions in higher taxes and massive spending, just like Barack Obama. And remember Obamacare?
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it.
Not only does Wendy Davis support Obamacare, she wants to go even further by expanding Obamacare in Texas by executive order.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot.
Job-killing regulations, higher taxes, more spending, and an expansion of Obamacare. That's Wendy Davis's agenda, and it's just like Barack Obama's. Don't let her bring those policies to Texas.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
The 7th annual Ballpark Boo Fest is back and bigger than ever and free for everyone to attend. The Brazos Valley's favorite family event is this Sunday, October 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Cellucor Field, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. This year's event is brought to you by Spirit Halloween, Mathnasium, ABC Dual Language Learning Center, Revive 45, and Primrose Schools. Don't forget to stop by George Bush Presidential Library's annual Night at the Museum from 3 to 6 p.m. on your way to Boo Fest. For more info, visit BallparkBooFest.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some cloudiness moving across our portion of the state this morning. We should have partial sun through those clouds. They are producing some showers, but they seem to be drying up as they're moving east. We'll keep a watch on them. High temperatures 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. It becomes partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 85. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60 for the low, and then mostly sunny with a high of 80 to 85 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're doing a radio show. What are you people doing in here?
I'm talking to Gwen.
Okay. All right, sorry. Okay. Good, Gwen. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
We try to be more formal usually, but that's okay. We love live.
Y'all are having just way too much fun.
We love live radio, without a doubt. In the meantime, before we start, about what's going on in downtown Bryan.
Or City of Bryan.
I'm sorry, City of Bryan. Well, that's part of Bryan.
Yeah.
Lady in England is selling her imaginary friend on eBay. 22-year-old Georgia Horrocks.
Isn't that called slavery?
Yeah, well, if it's an imaginary friend, no. Says she's trying to declutter her mind by placing her invisible partner, that'd be Bernard, up for auction. She explains, my psychiatrist recommended I say goodbye to Bernard. Although I would like some financial compensation, it's more important that he find a good home. Whoever buys the friend should be warned that Bernard has an active and mischievous personality. So there you go. And a Harvard, we'll talk about it later. A spider as big as a dog.
Yeah, I saw that online. That's scary.
It is scary, especially before Halloween.
That's a big one.
That's wrong.
And it's real. That's the problem, is this is not some sort of a puppet. And that, I guess folks saw maybe 3 weeks ago, the guy who put the spider Halloween costume on his dog.
Yes.
And then videotaped that. That was pretty freaky. That was pretty weird to
look at. It was funny.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, all that stuff will be rocking and rolling next week, that's for sure. In the meantime, so what's going on in the City of Bryan?
Well, speaking of costumes,
yeah,
we are going to have a Howl-a-ween festival out at our dog park this Saturday.
Okay.
And it's our inaugural event.
Mm-hmm.
We're highlighting some new things that we've gotten out there. We've got 9 agility. It's an agility course with 9 stations, and so we're going to combine that with some other things for the family and the kids to do, and crafts and games, and we're going to have hayride through the park trail.
Oh, good.
And free pumpkin carving. Our highlight will be our paw parade.
Now, wait a minute. How do we do that? There's got to be some supervision, adult supervision, right?
For
the pumpkin carving?
Yes, we will have we will have plenty of people out there.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, it could be interesting. Yeah.
No. And actually, we get most of those pumpkins ahead of time.
Okay.
So it's basically, you know.
Okay, showing it off
out.
Kind of
yeah.
thing. Okay, I got you. Okay.
But we are going to have a paw parade as well. And bring your furry friends out there, dress them up cute, and enjoy that. The event begins at 5.
Okay.
We'd like to have all our registrations for our furry friends in by 5:30,
mm-hmm.
And the parade will begin about 5:45, and judging precedes that. So awards will be given,
mm-hmm.
and we're just really looking forward to having a great time out there. You know, with the weather the way it is, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we've been very, very blessed with having very pleasant weather, and so that has been good. Again, what's the date on that?
It's this Saturday,
okay.
October 25th, from 5 to 8 at the Buzz Morrison Hamilton Park.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a deal. Anything else going on?
Lots of things going on. You know, we've got some beautification things going on this weekend with our Parks and Recreation, mm-hmm. planting trees throughout mm-hmm. the community. And, of course, registrations are going really big right now. So register online. We've got a lot of programs going on and culinary classes coming up. So
all that's at the Bryan website, which is?
bryantx.gov.
Just that easy. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. This really would be more apropos for maybe next week, but it's close enough. Harvard scientist has discovered a spider that's as big as a dog. That's the headline. Entomologist name is Peter Nesrecki, exploring a South American rainforest when he came across this arachnid. At first, he thought it was a large rat. Turned out to be South American Goliath bird eater, largest spider in the world. Leg span is the size of a child's forearm, has 2-inch fangs full of poisonous venom. His blog has gone viral since he posted pictures. If you've seen the pictures, one that's posted on top of the one that I was looking at, his hand is in the background to give you some frame of reference to the size of this critter.
It looks like something from a bad 50s horror movie.
But it's real, and that's the thing. You know, doesn't matter. It didn't come from special props. It's real. The deal is what they do, and they probably don't eat birds. They probably don't eat live birds. What they do is they go in and they kill the birds in the shell because of the fangs. They bite them while they're in the shell, and then they consume them. But nonetheless, pretty scary picture. Kenny G could wind up in prison. Have you heard about this?
No.
Kenny G. Well, he's playing out there on the streets, and people are annoyed. No, not really. The New York Times says the jazz sax player, huge star in China. His tune, Going Home, is played everywhere. But Kenny decided to show up at the pro-democracy protests held yesterday in Hong Kong. He even tweeted about it with photos of him hanging out with the protesters. A big no-no, since the Chinese foreign ministry doesn't like it when foreigners get involved with their political protests, especially this one, since the Chinese government said it's illegal. So we'll see what happens. But he may end up doing time. So what are you in for? Lady Gaga, one who's singing with Tony Bennett these days, has bought a man cave. New York Daily News says this is a $24 million compound in Malibu. That's, of course, you know, $24 million in Malibu, it could be kind of a small lot, but you don't know. That's near Zuma Beach. It has a secret passage into the living room. On the other side is an authentic 1960s bowling alley. Two basketball free throw machines, a whole bunch of arcade games. There's a home theater in there, underground tunnel that leads to an 800-bottle wine cellar, 5 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. Whoa!
Home That's a lot of bathrooms.
It is. Home was previously owned by Warner Brothers executive Dan Romanelli, which explains the kind of the Batcave thing. What happened is he came up with all these cool gadgets in the first few Batman movies, okay, and put them in there.
Cool.
Gaga's new current boyfriend is Taylor Kinney, guy on Chicago Fire. He's supposedly hanging out there with her. Britney Spears. When was the last time we did a Britney Spears story?
It's been a while.
It has. We have one today. Britney is doing so well in Las Vegas. How well is she doing?
How well is she doing?
Thank you. Vegas. Anyway, just got even better. She just signed a new deal, as a matter of fact. Planet Hollywood extended her contract for 96 concerts over 2 years. Get out your Google calculator. You ready? 96 times $310,000, because that's what it is.
$1,000. But since ticket sales are better than ever, her manager went back to the bosses, and they got her, you ready? Redo it. 96 concerts at $475,000 per show. That's pretty good. That's about, what, $48 million, something like that? I haven't done the math on it
yet. I can't say it on the radio, but that's money.
Celine Dion is the top money earner in Sin City. She makes $476,000 per show. But Britney Spears right behind her. What does that tell you about society that we're at that point? Anyway.
Did they go see Britney Spears in Vegas?
Do 140 shows over 2 years. If you add everything up, here we go. Back-end profits, she'll make $1 million a week. By the way, Donnie and Marie get $1 million a week.
In
the
Branson?
Flamingo. No, at the Flamingo. But the deal is they have to pay their musicians and dancers and staff as well. So they got to, you know, it's not their bottom line. That's pretty amazing money, though. Scary money. And again, it's Britney Spears. Which tells you, I guess, that people are old enough of that age have enough money now to go to Las Vegas to spend money on that. Of course, the other problem is it's at the Planet Hollywood. Is that where you'd really want to go? Yeah. All right, it's 8:21.
A new snapshot of the job market. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of workers joining the unemployment lines increased last week. The Labor Department counted 283,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits nationwide, 17,000 more than the previous week. Adjusted for population growth, unemployment claims are still close to an all-time low. Economists say employers are not laying off workers, but they are still reluctant to hire. Home values continued to work their way higher over the summer, but new data from Zillow show the rate of the increases has slowed. That suggests value growth has peaked, and it is less likely the housing market will see another bubble. More homeowners are looking to sell. The number of houses on the market in the third quarter was up more than 18.5% from the prior third quarter. AT&T's quarterly profit fell just short of Wall Street forecast. The company lowered its revenue guidance for the year. Stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Aggie football is on a bye week this week. Won't play again until November 1st when they play Louisiana Monroe at Kyle Field. By the way, last week, in case you missed it, the 2015 Texas A&M football schedule was finalized and announced by the Southeastern Conference. And here's how it ended up. September the 5th, the Aggies will play Arizona State. That will be at NRG Stadium in Houston. September 12th, at home to Ball State. September 19th, at home to Nevada. September 26th, play Arkansas in Arlington at AT&T Stadium. October 3rd, Mississippi State at Kyle Field. October 17th, Alabama at Kyle Field. On the 24th of October, at Ole Miss. 31st of October, South Carolina at Kyle Field. November the 7th, Auburn at Kyle Field. Western Carolina, November the 14th, finishing the season at Vanderbilt, at LSU. That Vanderbilt game, November 21st. The LSU game is November the 28th. That's the 2015 Texas A&M football schedule. You can also go to our website and find it there. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Remember back in January, you promised yourself you'd lose weight this year? You know that people who started the Dr. Steelman's Better Health Diet in January are, well, there's a lot less of them these days. Jean Ann from Benton Harbor, well, she's lost 41 pounds. Mike from Texarkana has lost 52. And they did it without buying special foods, weighing their food, or giving up having lunch with their friends. Now, only a doctor could come up with this revolutionary diet. You see, for a diet to work, it must fit your lifestyle. And that's exactly what the Better Health Diet from Dr. Steelman and Activate does for you. It fits you. Now, if you're ready to do it the easy way, the right way, and for the last time in your life, just give them a call at Activate. Tell them you heard Chaz talking about it on the radio, or go to their website, activateproducts.com. 800-465-4411 or activateproducts.com. 800-465-4411. This was an unqualified disaster. In the whole history of the town of Tenino, Washington, this had never happened before. The town ran out of money. I mean out. There was no cash anywhere in town with which to operate. We don't know the whole story of how that happened, but we sure know what happened next. The problem was the obvious one, of course. How could business transact without cash money? George, the town grocer, well, he extended credit to the folks he knew, but he didn't know everyone. Frank at the gas station, well, he had the same problem. People needed gas and their cars repaired, and there was no money. What's worse is that the Citizens Bank of Tenino, who was really responsible for seeing to it that the cash was readily available, well, they were out too. They somehow got themselves in a position where they had less than $100 in ready cash. They couldn't even cash a check. To take the situation from bad to worse, the three closest towns to Tenino, well, they were out of cash, too. And in 1931, there was no big Federal Reserves or any quick way to set things right again. So the bank did something that, well, was a tradition in the Old West, but no bank had done it since the Civil War. They started printing their own money. Banks often did that prior to the war between the states, but since the unification of the nation, no bank had practiced printing their own money, well, until this happened. But the Citizens Bank of Tenino had one more problem. They didn't have any paper or a printing press or templates. So they used what they had on hand to make their money. Now, what do you think is the most abundant commodity in the state of Washington? That's right, trees. And so it was that the Citizens Bank started printing wooden money. Wood in the denominations up to $1 on sticks of 3-ply Sitka spruce wood. And it's a little known fact that this was the first wooden money issued as legal tender in the United States. That's right, it was honored at every bank in America. Several other banks followed suit, and soon wooden money was all over the Northwest. But as soon as the cash-strapped banks could replace it with the good greenbacks, it recalled the wooden money, for it was now worthless. And, well, the word went out, don't take any wooden nickels.
Today, the top three ways that creep stalk unsuspecting folks like you and me online. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Fall is here, which means the holidays are right around the corner. For me, the holidays mean get-togethers, great memories, and family photos that I'll treasure forever. To make sure those memories last a lifetime, I use Carbonite. Carbonite backs up all my files to the cloud automatically. So those photos, along with all my personal records, are safe and sound for years to come. And with 2 free bonus months with promo code Kim, it's a great value too. I trust Carbonite to securely back up my personal files, but that's not all. I use it to protect my important business files too. From taxes to bookkeeping and contracts, I can't afford to lose any data. Carbonite gives me the peace of mind I need to move forward, and I know it'll do the same for you. So visit Carbonite.com now to get set for the holiday season. You'll get 2 free bonus months with promo code Kim. You can protect both your personal and business records with Carbonite.com. Once again, that's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim, to get your 2 free bonus months. That's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim. A new study from Pew Research is out this week. It reports that an astonishing 40% of us say that we've been subjected to some form of online stalking or harassment. So today, I want to share with you the 3 most common ways that creeps harass, stalk, and intimidate. The first and easiest is to track you on social media. Be extremely careful about announcing when you're not home or when you're home alone. Next, take a look at your home on Google Street View to see what others see. Use the panoramic feature and scan closely. Google will blur out anything in those images that can put you or your family at risk. Just ask Google. And third, remember that your smartphone photos contain what's called metadata that can show the exact location of where the photo was taken. Be sure to turn location services on your phone off before taking any photos in private locations. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Manufacturing an anti-Ebola drug from tobacco leaves in the biocorridor is another step closer to becoming a reality. Texas A&M's Center for Advanced Development in Manufacturing has been asked to submit a proposal to the federal government. If selected, production would start immediately to produce ZMAP for clinical trials or experimental therapy for Ebola patients. The chief executive of A&M's Health Science Center, Dr. Brett Jouat, will be chairing the first public hearing of the new Task Force on Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response. The hearing will be held this morning at the state capitol. Task Force members will focus on medical and public health preparedness for initial identification and isolation of patients with Ebola or similar high-consequence infectious diseases. The issue of future capital improvement projects in Bryan was among the topics at Wednesday night's candidates forum covered by those wanting to take over the seat in single-member District 4.
CIP priorities for Mike Sutherland includes projects in Districts 1 and 2 while balancing that with the rest of the city.
For instance, we have roads in North Bryan that the kids have to walk down the road toward to stay out of the water. There's no sidewalks and there's ditches on the other side. That needs to be addressed.
Colin Cardonia says he's not in favor of handing over CIP money to another district.
I've got citizens that have concerns about sewage, running water, parking, infrastructure needs. If I am elected, I will take care of the district that I am voted for, number 4.
Online at WTAW.com, you can listen to the podcast of the Candidates Forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man was shot and killed during a disturbance early Wednesday morning at his home in North Bryan. The victim was identified as 22-year-old DeTorian Peterson. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there were at least 5 others in the house on Louisiana, east of Bonham Park, near Old Hearn Road.
There were at least 2 other individuals inside the house, and no one else had any major injuries.
McKeithen says Peterson's roommates have been interviewed, but investigators are still looking for 3 black men who left the house after the shooting. Detectives have not determined what caused the disturbance that led to the shooting. College Station police are looking for 2 men after a patient at College Station Medical Center said he was stabbed 3 times during a fight Tuesday night off Welborn Road near Tarot Park. Officers say the victim's injuries were not life-threatening. The suspects are described as a tall, skinny white male and a short, stocky black male. An hour after the stabbing, CSPD responded to what turned out to be a disturbance at the Polo Club Apartments on Dominick. 6 people were arrested. 22-year-old Romy Moreland of Navasota is accused of breaking into the apartment and tried to remove one of the residents by pulling her hair. The woman who had her hair pulled was among 4 others also arrested for assault. And 24-year-old Philip Musha Jr. of College Station, who was released from prison last year after serving time for helping set fire to a local home in March 2010, was arrested for possessing a handgun with a felony conviction. According to jail records, it's the 4th time Musha has been arrested since June. The names of the others who were arrested are online at WTAW.com. Voters in the College Station School District will be seeing another bond issue. The school board voted on Tuesday. The school board on Tuesday discussed the first time the need for a third middle school, a third intermediate school, and a 10th elementary. Superintendent Clark Ely says the earliest election date is 2 years from now.
We're going to continue the discussion with the board and look at our debt service capacity, look at our maintenance and operation budgets, and what that would mean for our budgets, depending on which years we would potentially open new buildings.
Dr. Ely says CSISD enrollment has shot up by 6% each of the last 2 years.
We have been in a growth pattern for a good decade or longer. These last 2 years, back-to-back, are the first time we've had that accelerated growth in two consecutive years. As we drive around the community, we see the new houses coming in. We know of the industry coming to town. And so we're trying to, you know, make the best decision about what our growth will look like over the near term.
This is on the heels of voters last year approving an $83 million package. Online at WTAW.com is a progress report on those projects. The parent-teacher organization at Oakwood Elementary School in College Station has found a sticky way to raise money for technology purposes. Principal Jeff Mann has been persuaded to be stuck to the wall with duct tape during tonight's fall festival. PTO member Miranda Crescioni says the $1 strips of duct tape go on sale starting at 6:30.
She'll be standing on a platform, and when we feel like everybody's gotten their chance to put tape on the wall or put duct tape on Mr. Mann, we're going to pull the platform and see if he's hanging.
Online at WTAW.com, you can watch the promotional video for tonight's fundraiser. Crescioni says Mann turned down the PTO's original idea, shaving off his mustache. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 64 degrees. This Look at News brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Football season is even sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is baking football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for your tailgates and game-watching parties.
Hosting out-of-town visitors? Bring them to the Chocolate Gallery to discover the premium chocolates, pastries, Italian gelatos, and sorbets made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
Visit the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland, at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Think about this. Would you want Barack Obama as governor of Texas? He may as well be on the ballot because Wendy Davis is just like Barack Obama. Davis supports the EPA's regulations that threaten Texas jobs, just like Barack Obama. Davis supports billions in higher taxes and massive spending, just like Barack Obama. And remember Obamacare?
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it.
Not only does Wendy Davis support Obamacare, she wants to go even further by expanding Obamacare in Texas by executive order.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot.
Job-killing regulations, higher taxes, more spending, and an expansion of Obamacare. That's Wendy Davis's agenda, and it's just like Barack Obama's. Don't let her bring those policies to Texas.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
It's 8:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got this deal going on till the end of November. It's a rebate plan up to $1,300 from Lennox. That'll include an air conditioner with a gas furnace or an air handler and a complete system. Get more information by contacting Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here is the weather that we have.
We have a frontal boundary marching across the state with lots of high cloudiness, and off to our north and west, a little bit of shower activity. It shows signs of drying up, so I think we end up partially sunny through the high clouds day. We'll keep a watch on those showers, see whether or not we have to add them into the forecast. 80 to 85, partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 85, and it's sunny Saturday with a high between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, America's trust in the medical profession has plummeted. Dun-dun-dun. Also lags well behind public attitudes toward doctors in many other countries. A new report from the Harvard School of Public Health says most U.S. Americans believe the medical profession is just looking out for itself and not really advocating for public health. Report in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, that couldn't have anything to do with Obamacare.
Well, just 34% of U.S. American adults polled in 2012 said they had, quote, great confidence in the leaders of the medical profession. So, no, not talking about your doc, talking about leaders in the medical profession. That was down from 76% in 1966. Well, look, a lot of things have changed in 50 years.
I don't know. I know a person who said he puts doctors on about the level as mechanics because he says they just go in there, ruin stuff so they can bring you back in.
Well, now Patrick can't go back to his doctor or his mechanic, so that's perfect.
Oh, it's not me.
No, it's just that other guy.
I have this imaginary friend who says that.
I shouted at him.
Yes, did you? What'd you shout at him?
Well, I mean,
you may be right.
It would have been worse had we not been at work.
Okay. A survey.
Oh, it's somebody up here.
Yeah. A survey of 29 people in 29 countries found that U.S. America ranked near the bottom, 24th out of 29, as a matter of fact, in its public trust of doctors. About 58% of Americans surveyed said they strongly agreed or agreed with the statement that doctors in your country can be trusted. By comparison, 83% of people who said the same ranked in Switzerland, 79% in Denmark, others, Chile, Bulgaria, Russia, were less trusting of their medical profession.
But well, because Russia, never mind.
But the report also found that over the last four decades, Americans are still quite satisfied with their personal physicians. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The United States ranked third behind Switzerland and Denmark in the percentage of people who said they were completely satisfied or highly satisfied with their last visit to the doctor.
See, Obama knew.
Well,
he knew we didn't like our doctors and didn't trust them anyway. So, but you can keep them if you want them.
Now, it's interesting, though, if you think about this. And, I mean, we got a call this morning from a guy who was talking about a doc who had taken care of his son who had an ACL. Do we have, well, we do, I know. We have more specialists now than we used to. Now, as I get older, I pay attention to that. But, for instance, when my dad was my age, we didn't have that many specialties that were out there, I don't believe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no.
And so, as a result, the job that the GP does is one thing, but the GP then will refer you to a specialist, and the specialist may be the one who actually takes care of that serious procedure that has to be done. So is it, in fact, the respect for your GP, or is it respect for that specialist who is the end practitioner? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess you can elevate your GP because he recommended that specialist to you, but I'm not exactly sure how all those things would necessarily interact. That's what they're saying. Shark Tank, you see it? You watch it?
No, I don't.
I like it when I see it. I don't make time for it.
I'm about the same way. The little bit that I've seen, I understand the concept. I like entrepreneurship, obviously. What happens is the guy comes in, he pitches, people have money, and they come back to him on whether or not they'll back his stuff in different scenarios. ABC doing a spinoff of Shark Tank called Beyond the Tank, in which they will focus on what happens after the entrepreneurs mm-hmm. are given the cash, which is probably a good thing to do.
I think so.
Because, you know, you want to... It looks all great. It's blue skies and green lights when they walk out the door with the cash, you know, the cash. But in practicality, there's a show on CNBC about that, and I think it's called Profit. And this guy comes in and looks at businesses that need help, and then he either invests his own money or he walks away from it. Now, I like it, but it's one of the I gotta believe it's one of those scripted reality shows. Okay, I'm going to come in and yell at you, and you're going to cry, okay? And so I don't like it from that standpoint, but the concept of having fixers, and they are out there in the real world, who go into businesses and kind of help them line up and get all their ducks in a row, because they may have a good business idea, they just don't have a good business plan.
Right.
And this guy tries to put those two together. Pretty good ratings for the latest Ken Burns PBS series, The Roosevelts, which aired in September. PBS says the series averaged 9.2 million viewers, making it the third highest Burns film in back of the Civil War and Lewis and Clark. So PBS does their television ratings like NPR does their programming. They put gaps in there. Because, I mean, in commercial, you like that?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. It's because I'm a radio professional. Because, you know, in commercial television, we know the next day whether or not Survivor, you know, Guatemala was ranked top. This came out in September. They're finally getting around to finding out that there were 9 million people. I guess what they did is they all mailed in their their ratings, and that's why it took a while.
They called them
get
each
there.
Spot on the phone.
Yeah,
did you watch that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay, all right. Hi, I'm from PBS. Do you have a moment to answer a question?
I already donated. No, no, no,
no.
No,
it's not for that. Would you put the Chardonnay down and answer a question, please? Anyway. Better ratings for ABC sitcom Selfie, which pulled in 3.8 million total viewers opposite Game 1 of the World Series. That could be because the first game of the series was the least watched in modern history.
Really?
That's what it says here.
Well, they're not really prolific teams that have...
Well, let me see. Kansas City is like market 87. Well, that's not true. But, I mean, you know, it's probably 35 or something like that.
Well, that, and they haven't done it for...
Well, but
29
no.
Years.
Well, but that should be an attraction, I would think. It's just a matter of can you name anybody who's on the Kansas City Royals, and the answer is probably no.
Well, no, but they don't have any built up. You know, albeit people from here aren't giant St. Louis Cardinals fans like I am.
Yeah,
they know the Cardinals because they've seen them.
Sure. Yep, that's true. Now, and yeah, the Kansas City Royals are the ones who used to just kick the snot out of the Rangers no matter what. So
well, everybody did that for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, we never cared about them. But and then San Francisco, you know, those folks are, you know, whatever. But again, I find it interesting to be the least watched in modern history. Only 12.2 million people watching that. CBS won the night against the World Series with NCIS and NCIS New Orleans at 17 million and 16 million, respectively. The Voice did 12 million. So, man, baseball was a not a big right there. You know, have you heard that Neil Patrick Harris is going to host the Oscars? Have you heard about that?
I have.
Not the first choice. Not the second choice. Not the third choice. Ellen DeGeneres, Chris Rock, Julia Louis-Dreyfus were all asked ahead of him. Hey, Neil, you think you could come do this thing again for us? And I guess he said he would, so we'll see. Melissa Rivers, not going to be eating any top ramen. She got $75 million in her mom's will, $75 million, plus the $35 million apartment that mom owned. So
that assumes she doesn't eat it for the taste.
That would be...
Top ramen.
Oh, yeah. No, you're probably right. She eats the ramen gold, right?
Yeah. At Summer Fair, fall is the perfect time to give thanks and enjoy a community gathering. Join Central Baptist Church for one of the most anticipated events of the fall on Sunday, October 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual fall festival. Central Baptist Church hosts an evening of amazing fun for the whole family, and it's free. Games, inflatables, candy, food, activities, and all the fun you can have for free. For more information, visit centralbcs.org or call 776-9977. Come join Central Baptist Church Sunday, October 26th. From 5 to 7 p.m. for their annual fall festival.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, Place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley is the leader in caring for the terminally ill. We provide care in a variety of settings, from your home to our inpatient facility. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Hi, Levi Douglas here for Douglas Nissan. Want a luxury sedan with unrelenting power? Choose Nissan Maxima. We have the 2014 Maxima for 0% APR for 72 months and 500 captive cash. Or get a 2014 Maxima SV with tech and premium for 9,000 off MSRP. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
0% offer for model 16114 and 16214. Four or more at this price. Price discounted from MSRP includes $4,000 Douglas discount, $4,500 Nissan customer cash, $500 NMAC cash.
captive cash, two or more at this price.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Already there's some backlash against the retailers who are planning to open up Thanksgiving night by people who are blustering over the notion of rampant commerce on a day that we should all be celebrating family togetherness. Again, considering your family, that might not be the case. But while those people are irritated, there are many memes out there. Many might be surfing over to the retail websites in between their courses of meals. You see, total online Thanksgiving Day sales will top, apparently, $1 billion this year for the first time ever. Most purchases made after 6 p.m., according to BestBlackFriday.com. That's a website providing information on holiday sale pricing, shopping tips, and news. And the site predicts 20% increases in online total sales on Black Friday, with a total purchasing figure rising above $1.2 billion to almost $1.5 billion. $1.2 last year, looking at $1.5 this year. That's a lot of money. George Reniger invented candied corn while working at the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s. And if you're lucky, you can still get a piece that was made in that first batch.
You probably still can.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no historical documentation on how he exactly gave birth to the little kernels of sugar, tricolored
corn confection. Sugar, no less.
Yeah. In the 1900s, the Golitz Candy Company, which is now known as Jelly Beans, started mass-producing candy corn. Today, over 8 billion kernels of corn are sold every year. Again, if you're lucky, you'll get one from the 1880s.
Be curious to see what the shelf life on those actually is.
117 years. I don't know. It just seems like it, you know? Doesn't seem to be anything fresh. Okay. Tips on a thrifty Halloween costume.
Okay.
Buy something you'll actually wear again when Halloween is over. Okay? Best part of getting a costume at a thrift store is you buy real clothes. Buy your costume around one quirky piece. Thrift stores always have oddball items like a golf club can make you do a Caddyshack thing. An old tutu can turn into Black Swan. A bowler could turn into that one that he's doing across the hall. Or you can go wild with the throwback look. If you want to dress like a 1970s hippie or 1920 flapper, then you can do that. However, the University of Colorado has told students not to wear costumes that depict cowboys or Indians. They could be offensive.
Oh, I give two tinkers you know what.
Yeehaw. First of all, you're telling a college student, don't do this.
Don't do this, yeah.
I guess this probably was going to happen. Toys R Us has bagged this Breaking Bad action figures after a Florida mom put together a Change.com petition asking that the figure be pulled out of the toy stores because it was a dangerous deviation from the toy store's family-friendly values. The toy, which, by the way, came with a detachable sack of cash and a bag of meth. Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, but you see, they're telling us it was for consumers 15 and up because how many 15-year-olds do you know are bugging their moms about getting them an action figure? They were asking for that.
Yeah.
Maybe they were asking for the publicity. I'm not sure, but they got plenty of chatter out of that. Consumers.com describes some of the offerings of Pizza Hut's international outlets and what they're testing. Might be a tough sell over here, but in Korea, the company has a star-shaped pizza. Has the usual pizza toppings, but the dough points on the star are dessert turnovers with cranberries and cream cheese inside. Or apples and cinnamon and nuts and cream cheese. Some of the toppings like shrimp and squid, okay? Shrimp and squid. Howsomever, in the midst of all this foolishness about what they put on them, they do also put bacon on there, too. So, I'm just saying. They do sausage and they do steak, too. The dessert orbiting on the outside with all the goodies on the inside is the way that it looks. And in the United Arab Emirates, a crust stuffed with red or green jalapeno peppers. Standard version of this pizza has chili sauce instead of tomato sauce, spicy nacho cheese, and more sliced jalapenos on top. Hey, Now that's a man's pizza right there. I'm just saying that might be kind of interesting.
The new one that's made like a pretzel has me interested.
Yeah, does it?
Curiosity.
Here's the reason I don't like that idea, is it looks like they're putting cheese whiz on it, okay? Have you seen it?
Well, it's processed cheese like you would dip it in from when you go to the game or something.
It looks like cheese whiz. That's not the kind of pizza. Well, I like margarita pizza best anyway, but I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, you can go someplace to get good pizza, but there are some times when the Totino's pizza is the best damn pizza ever.
Well, yeah, if you don't want to get out or can't, if you're not capable of it.
No, I mean, those are good pizzas if the situation is right.
See, and I don't get, and I've never tried it, so I'm not going to say that it would be horrible, but it seems like, what is the attraction of having a pretzel bun for like a hot dog? You know what I'm saying?
Curiosity. I haven't tried that one either yet.
Because I like pretzels. Now, pretzels are not bad. I'm just not, I don't know that I necessarily want to go there with that. But anyway. All right. There's your breakout session on pizza crust.
It's time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better, and with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer, Chevy. Find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2-wheel drive 38-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at NormanGTractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, but it's a couple of minutes till.
We're going to die.
It's been a while.
Don't you understand?
Again?
We're all going to die.
Yeah, one more time.
Again?
One of these days he's going to be right.
There's no longer much doubt that the chemical bisphenol, is that right?
Huh?
BPA poses some health risks.
With the receipts.
Yes, exactly. The cash register receipts.
It's the same things that make you a little more feminine.
Remember
that from a few months ago?
I remember that.
Yeah, well, the chemical has been banned in sippy cups and bottles, and advocates have petitioned that it be banned in adult products, too. The product that seems to be everywhere, is the cash register receipt paper.
Yep.
So when they say, do you want a receipt? Don't put it in the bag! Please, put it in the bag! I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it. Okay. Just letting you know.
Yeah, from now on, do the whole email it to me.
Yeah.
So many places do that now.
Exactly. When it comes to making healthy food and beverage choices, new study shows that people are better off knowing both the number of calories they're consuming and the amount of exercise it would take to burn them off.
It's an interesting perspective.
In the study, when a sign next to a soda reads 250 calories or 5 miles of walking, consumers are more likely to leave the soft drink on the shelf.
I don't know that it should be a mandate, but that's pretty effective.
Well, I'm sure it is. Now that's I agree, but when you put that up next to the double slam burger on the menu, I mean, it's going to say this, like 2,700 calories, or run a mile every day for the rest of your life.
Well, when Mr. Downs brings in breakfast, he's going to have to sign his marathon.
Ooh,
over the donuts.
Exactly.
They're going to have to add hours of couch sitting on there, too.
Good idea. That's
going to happen.
It burns calories, too. All right. 1915, 25,000 women marched to New York City demanding the right to vote. The Smurfs appeared for the first time. Can you guess what year? Can you get even close? I bet you don't.
52.
Well, 58.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. When my kids started watching them, I thought they were new. 2001, Apple did unveil that iPod. 2001, $399. We're back tomorrow. WGAW College Station, Brian.